Johnstown, Denver.
Rocky Mountain News Network, I'm Ted Werbin. The Canada-based owner-operator of a Denver-area oil refinery will pay $9 million to settle air quality violations dating back to 2017. The state says the settlement with Calgary-based Suncor Energy is the biggest leveled by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to resolve air pollution violations. Suncor's Commerce City refinery produces about a third of the gas used by vehicles in Colorado and most of the jet fuel used at Denver International Airport. It processes about 98,000 barrels of oil a day, most of that from drillers along Colorado's Front Range. The Colorado State Patrol is investigating a fatal motorcycle accident that happened Saturday afternoon in Custer County. According to State Patrol, a man on a 2020 Harley-Davidson was traveling on Highway 165 and failed to negotiate a turn. Both the bike and the rider went off the side of the road down an embankment. The State Patrol says the rider fell down the embankment until he hit a boulder. The rider's been identified as 49-year-old Michael Van Winkle of Aurora. State Patrol says he was not wearing a helmet at the time. The National Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic held in Colorado canceled over concerns about the spread of coronavirus. U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says the decision was made out of an abundance of caution. The annual Winter Sports Clinic was scheduled to start on March 29th. It's been 2 weeks since President Trump was last in Colorado. Word is he'll be coming back soon. The chief executive will return to Colorado on March the 13th. The occasion is a fundraising lunch for the re-election campaign of Republican Colorado Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Ted Werbin on the Rocky Mountain News Network.
Are you battling high interest debt? If you own a home and you have some equity, I have a solution for you. It's a mortgage refinance from American Financing. You're able to use your home equity to pay off that debt at a much lower rate. Some customers are saving up to $12,000 a year, and there are never any upfront fees. Call a salary-based mortgage consultant today, 303-695-7000, or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs, and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
What do you want to do tonight?
We could watch a movie.
Or we can go to the winery in Eaton with our friends.
There's a winery in Eaton?
Yeah, Bad Bitch Cellars. They have a tasting room with a full-size shuffleboard table.
Wine does make our friends more interesting.
Hi, I'm Teresa. I'm the owner at Bad Bitch Cellars, a woman-owned winery located at 603 East Collins Street in Eaton, Colorado. Call me at 303-807-3906 to schedule a tasting or go to badbitchcellars.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Ferriello, the treasure seeker with KHNC. Need a septic system located? Lose a wedding band? Lose a wedding ring? Do you live in an old house that has coins in the yard? Would you like me to come by and check? Give me a call, 970-326-3597. Once again, 970-326-3597.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Bob Leno has developed Vincent Village, a pad-ready commercial center located in the heart of lovely Fort Lupton, Colorado. It's right on Highway 52 next to the Coyote Creek Golf Course. There are four pad-ready sites from 1/2 to 2 acres. The town is hoping for new restaurants, especially chicken. It's Realtor Co-op Welcome. Call Bob Leno, 720-339-8841. That's 720-339-8841.
Chemtrails, also known as stratospheric aerosol injection when being sprayed by our own military or the United Nations, is literally killing the earth. Chemtrails, laden with aluminum, barium, cadmium, amongst other ingredients, are being dumped right over our heads almost daily. The residue slowly contaminates the soil, destroying the microbacteria essential for plant life. Discover more facts, photos, and scientific studies by Googling Toxic Skies, What Are They Spraying?
Maplewood Wine and Spirits, located in Eaton, they are American-owned hometown liquor store with a big city selection. They specialize in hard-to-find spirits and whiskeys and a full selection of craft beers at competitive prices. Located at 201 South Elm, call 970-454-3533 or go to their website at maplewoodwineandspirits.com. Open Monday through Friday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and they close at 8 on Sunday. 970-454-3533 or stop on in and tell them KHNC sent you. You'll be glad you did.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law. Back in the U.S., back in the
USSR. Is the driveway made of fruit leather? Or has the apple stopped appling? If your half of a 100-foot cottonwood tree just needs a haircut, call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have saved many trees everyone else said was dead.
Ah, show offs!
Hey, you're not in this one either. From fire mitigation, bushes, trees, to bees, that's 568-6898.
God bless us!
Triangle Cross Ranch, 36049 Weld County Road 51 in Gailton, Colorado, is a charity organization and a nonprofit residential facility. It is a place where people who need a little extra cognitive help can find the support and enjoy life they need. Give us a call at 970-454-2219. We'd love to have you come out and see us and see what we do. 970-454-2219 or type in Triangle Cross Ranch on Facebook. Look for Gailton.
Your company could be one OSHA inspection or one employee injury or fatality from great financial damage. I'm a retired U.S. Marine Master Sergeant and a retired OSHA Safety Compliance Officer. I have the knowledge and expertise to help strengthen your safety programs. Contact me by calling Jack at 970-381-4154 or email me at jack@x-osha-llc.com.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today. It's Friday the 13th. And we're having a party a couple of doors down from the KHNC studios. There will be friends, refreshments, and fun. Meet the advertisers, show hosts, and other KHNC fans. Sheriff Steve Reams will be speaking, and there's an auction and raffle. Join us on Friday, March 13th, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in downtown Johnstown. If you dare.
The Almighty says this must be a fashionable fight. It's drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland.
And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Home! The English are too many.
Scotland! I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that?
No!
We will run!
And we will live. Die. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Good morning. This is Rick Rodriguez. We are had a little glitch this morning. Forgot about daylight savings.
And we are in the studio. Apologize for that. This is Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry. Again, we didn't know. I forgot that it was daylight savings, and so here we're beyond halfway through the program. So I'm still huffing and puffing. We had to rush in the door, and we're still live. So anyhow, I had a plan to do a program on who really is the Lord Jesus. Who is he? Well, I'm not going to be able to do the whole program, but I want to just tell this audience, regardless of whether you're evangelical or Methodist, Episcopalian, many of the people in these seven churches in the book of Revelation, they don't really understand who Jesus Christ is. But I'm going to just read you a verse out of Isaiah 9:7. I'm going to read Isaiah 9:6 and 7. And just to give you an idea of who Christ is. You know, there are many different denominations that all have a different perspective on who Christ is. But I'm going to read to you what Isaiah says. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, a child is born, and we know who was born in the manger. Unto us a son is given. We know that this child becomes the Son of God. And then at the age of 30, he begins his ministry. And it says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. God's government. It's going to be carried on his shoulder. He will carry the weight of everything that needs to be done in his kingdom. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Wonderful. His name is also called Counselor. Remember, the Lord said that when he was still alive, that he would be this comforter to come. Well, he would be the Counselor. He would be the Mighty God. This same child, this son, this Counselor, according to Isaiah, is the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. This child is the Everlasting Father. This son is the Everlasting Father. And it finishes out verse 6 by saying, the Prince of Peace. Now, who is the Prince of Peace? It is Jesus Christ himself. So this one verse proves that this child and this son is the Mighty God, the Eternal Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Verse 7 states, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So from the time that he came, he has been building his kingdom to this point. And he's continuing to build it. And now, because we're, I believe, at the end of the world, now we will see this child, this son, this mighty God, this eternal Father, this Prince of Peace, build his kingdom and establish his kingdom before a world that is now able to, in real time, see the events taking place in the world. We are watching in real time the most devastating virus ever to probably hit mankind. More destructive than the Spanish flu or the black plagues of Europe. This is not going to be specific to a continent or to a country. This has gone international. And in real time, we can see what is happening in the nations of the world with this coronavirus. Well, I'm saying that now in real time, we are going to see this mighty God, this eternal Father, this child that was born, this son that was given, this Prince of Peace. He is going to allow the world to see that all that he had written through his holy word and all the prophecies from the beginning of the book of Genesis, all through the scripture, we are going to see what was written come to pass. This plague is the beginning of a few more plagues, I believe, that are going to be even more devastating. I read yesterday in a Boulder paper, Boulder, Colorado Camera, it said that the Chinese have found a virus, a coronavirus relative, that is even more destructive, it's even more powerful than this coronavirus that we're fighting. It's morphed into something different, more powerful, more destructive, more evil. But the Lord said at the end of the world this would happen. Now I'm going to read verse 7 again. At the beginning it says, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment," not with glove. The whole Christian church in the world today talks about the love of God, but this is not what Christ is saying, or what Isaiah is saying here about Christ in Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. It says that he will establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. In the end of the world, at the end of the world, at the time before Christ returns again, there will be injustice. There will be unrighteousness. The nations will be basically drifting at a rapid pace further away from God and what is moral. But it says here that Christ is going to establish his kingdom with judgment and with justice. And from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And this is what Christ did when he was here. He came to establish the reality of his kingdom, of who he was as a person. This child became a son, and this son was the mighty God, the everlasting Father. So for those in all the Christian churches internationally, the denominations, Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalian, Methodists, it does not matter which denomination, denominations internationally that are the true Christian, Christ-believing ministries and churches, this Christ is God himself. And you're not hearing this. He is the very God that created all things. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, this Jesus Christ is the very God of all. He is a very creator. It says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." Is this talking about this Messiah Christ? Yes. Jesus Christ is the very God who created all things. Now we can get into the Trinity, if you want to use that terminology, the triunity of God or the plurality of God. because I'm late in the program. I had planned a whole program for this. Again, I apologize. I wasn't aware that we went to daylight savings last night. So actually, I missed half of the program. But I'm going to at least give you an inoculation. I'm going to inoculate you spiritually to know who this Jesus Christ is. He is the very God. According to Isaiah, again, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is who Christ is. And many in all these Christian churches internationally, they do not present Jesus Christ as the mighty God. They don't present him as an eternal Father. They don't present him as the one who created all things. Again, going back to the plurality of God in the book of Genesis, and God said, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. But it starts out, and God said, God singular, and then we go to plural. We go to the plurality of God. God is too mysterious to understand with our little finite thinking in our brain. We don't understand that God can be, like, I'll use the example of water. And I've heard other Christians, they don't like this example I'm going to give. I don't care. You take water, it's H2O. Take steam. What is steam? It's H2O, just in a vapor form. What is ice? Ice is H2O in a solid state. But all three are H2O, but they're in different form. Solid, gas, liquid. This is the way to understand who this mighty God is, this eternal Father. I know, and I will tell you, I don't like to give insights into how the Holy Spirit speaks to me and how my relationship with the Lord. I don't like to get into my relationship with the Lord. I'm concerned about the relationship of the people around me and their relationship with their God. Well, if you don't know who your God is, what kind of a relationship are you going to have? If you have a relationship with someone just over the phone, that is wonderful. But when you can meet them face to face, that's unbelievable. Okay, we're going to go to one break, and then I'm going to come back and finish out the program. Rick Rodriguez, Radio Ministry.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Howdy, folks. Have you ever thought about having your own backyard chickens? Now you have a source for certified organic, no GMO, no soy chicken feed. HappyHens.biz can even deliver, or you can pick up. Call me, Tim, at 303-829-5948, or go to HappyHens.biz for pricing and ingredients. At HappyHens.biz, we love HappyHens.biz. Or call us at 303-829-5948.
CBD is everywhere nowadays, but at Colorado Platinum Care, if you mention the word freedom, you get 25% off your order. If you or a loved one is suffering from arthritis or joint pain, CBD can help alleviate that. Colorado Platinum Care in Greeley has a great selection of CBD tinctures and pain creams for you or your family pet. And with every purchase, you also get a free CBD coffee. So come on down to 916 8th Avenue in Greeley or call 970-324-5268 and ask for Scott.
Triangle Cross Ranch in Galeton, Colorado has been a very special place for God's children since 1981. A charitable nonprofit residential facility that can handle 24 ranchers. And we're a place where people with cognitive needs do fun things like animal therapy with donkeys, goats, and llamas. With your help, we can be here another 40 years. Call us at 970-454-2219. Again, our number is 970-454-2219.
Every business needs to copy and print, but it has to be cost-effective, secure, and flexible enough to unleash your workforce. Professional Document Solutions offers award-winning Xerox office copiers and printers. By choosing a local Xerox agent, you'll receive the care and attention of a local business with access to one of the largest document technology companies in the world. Every business needs Professional Document Solutions. Give them a call at 970-204-6927. Professional Document Solutions. We do the right thing, always.
Rick Rodriguez, Olive Tree and Lampstand Media Radio Ministry, every Sunday, if the daylight savings doesn't kick in or kick out, every Sunday, 9 to 10. At the end of last week's program, I had a caller call in off board, and they wanted contact information, and I just have a hard time giving this out, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to be faithful. My P.O. Box is 872, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. 872, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. If you want to help and support me, I would appreciate it, but if not, praise God. Still, I will be here to minister to you the riches of this Almighty God. He is great. There is in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, it talks about how the people, how they worship God and how they're worshiping Him. True worship. And the example that was given in the Hebrew is this thought. Do you know, for those of you who are pet owners, whether you have a dog or a cat, one of the ways that these animals, these little creatures, show affection is they come and they lick your hand. They come up and they lick your hand and they just want to lick, because this is how they show their love. And it's the best way I can describe it. We are, in a sense, just dogs. Human beings, we're just dogs. We're not right. But we need to lick, in a sense. I know it's kind of an odd way to put it, but just like the little creatures lick the hand of their master, we need to do the same thing with our God. We need to let Him know how much we appreciate Him, how we neglect Him for the most part daily. But we can come back, and we need to show this adoration and this worship and this true love for Him, because He does things for us, seen, things that we do see, but then there are the things that He does for us that we don't see, that we're not aware of. He's always taking care of His people. Remember this through the week. He's always taking care of us. So I'm ending this program. Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Ministry, P.O. Box 872-LONGMONT, 805-02. God bless you. God bless your children. God bless everybody you love. I will be back next week for the full hour. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, I'm Eric for Grenon Coatings. You have a metal or foam roof problem? Grenon Coatings has a solution. Elastomeric coatings done correctly can greatly reduce utility costs and seal leaks. Call Jim at Grenon Coatings. Whether you have a commercial building, mobile home, dairy barn, or animal sheds, Jim can seal them up. With 35 years of practice, free estimates, call Jim at 970-223-2138 today. That's 970-223-2138.
You are listening to 1360 AM.
KHNC.
Johnstown, Denver.
Rocky Mountain News Network. I'm Kristen Thober. Colorado has its first two cases of COVID-19, the coronavirus, confirmed. The first case is an elderly woman in Douglas County who just returned from an international cruise. She's in quarantine at her house. The second case is a man in his 30s that traveled to Italy in mid-February and may have contracted the virus there. Summit County Health Commissioner Amy Wineland said in a news conference last night that they are looking for those he may have come in contact with.
Contact tracing includes identifying where the person was while he was here, places he visited, stayed, recreated, ate, and other activities.
She says transmission doesn't usually happen in passing.
Transmission is possible after the infected person has begun showing symptoms and when they're in close prolonged contact. This is for 10 minutes or longer.
He's recovering in quarantine in Jefferson County. Overall, they say the risk to the public is still very low. Colorado voter turnout for the presidential primary produced the highest participation numbers in a primary in the history of the state. Colorado previously held a caucus to decide how to choose the presidential delegate that parties would back at the party conventions. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says ballots are still being counted, but the record was set even before those results are final. The ability for unaffiliated voters to choose to participate in one-party primary it also likely helped the unexpectedly high turnout. Colorado Democrats unveiled a piece of legislation yesterday that they've been promising for months.
It's the state public option bill for health care. It's called the Colorado Affordable Health Care Option. It's aimed at the 7% of the population who get their insurance on the individual market, not those who have plans through work. The bill would limit how much a hospital could be reimbursed for services, and it would require insurance companies to offer plans in areas of the state where they might not be doing business now. If the bill passes and is signed by the governor, the public option would start being offered in 2022. Then the whole idea would be reviewed in 2024. I'm Jim Williams.
I'm Kristen Thoburn.